the player who was adjudged to have kicked the goal of the year was Eddie Betts, and we spoke to him today.
Eddie, mate, congratulations, and they're not flukes.
Yeah, maybe some of them.
Was that your best goal for the year?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, left foot barrel from the boundary. it could have went anywhere, so I'm glad it went through.
Well, can I tell you, I went to training on Friday, and this was at Footy Park, and you did a left foot barrel from 55 metres that went straight through, so it's not a fluke. How often do you practice in seriousness? How natural is it to you?
Yeah, we practice it a lot. With Charlie Cameron down there, we put lunch on it, and, you know, well, he's always one that's buying lunch, so, yeah, we do practice it a lot at training.
What about, Eddie, sometimes, like that goal there was a look of almost disbelief on your face, and certainly the crowd were in disbelief. Do you expect to kick them, or is there an element of luck in that?
Yeah, there's luck, I guess. I've got, like, a short amount of time to kick it, and, you know, the pressure's on you, so you got to have a crack, and if it goes in, it goes in, and I'm glad they go through.
Let's talk about your year. It's been a spectacular year, 63 goals to date. Is it the best year you've played in the AFL?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're playing finals, and, you know, Hawthorn this Friday night, which is going to be good, so looking forward to it.
Let's go back to last week. You kicked 5. That's a personal best for you. You probably gave another one to Rory Sloan. You could have kicked yourself. Is it satisfying to be able to produce close to your best form in the biggest game of the year so far?
Yeah, I guess so. When Bulldogs got a quick start, you know, we're thinking to yourself, not again, you know, because they jumped us during the year and they pumped us. So it was good that we fought back, and it was a gutsy win by the boys.
Kick 5, gave one to Rory. You missed one in the goal square, and you missed another one where your little mate Charlie overcooked a kick. Now, I've never seen anger in your face, Eddie, but you had anger to your little mate Charlie Cameron. Now, what happened? Talk us through that.
I think he... I don't know, really.
Was he having a shot?
He should have hit me.
Can you remember the play?
He
just overcooked it a bit and went through for a point.
Yeah. Well, I was leading back. I should have came back up at him, and it would have been an easier kick for him. So, yeah, it was my bad.
Yeah. Well, you did get angry, and it was only for a split second, because I know how much you love Charlie and Charlie loves you. But you go, you pulled his face. So then you said, now, quick, you better set up over there. So instantly, within a second, you had him in the zone. So that you love him, don't you?
Yeah, he's like my son, I guess. Well, he lived with me for a year. We had to feed him vegetables. We had to hide the vegetables in the meat patties so he would eat it. And, you know, he's like my son Lewis's big brother, really. They play and fight and tease each other, so...
I tend to make big calls, Eddie. You might not know that, but I can tend to get a bit exaggerated. Taylor Walker's kick into Charlie in that last minute and a half to go on the clock, was the best kick I've seen in a final ever. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was fantastic. The play that he did before that, you know, on the wing, get his opponent out and then run down and hit Charlie with a 10-metre bullet pass off the ground that goes 60 metres was fantastic. Yeah.
And great that Charlie kicked the goal. Did you back him in to kick it? Come on. Come on, Eddie.
I said to him, you know, go through a routine, kick through it. If you kick this, we win the game. Well, I didn't watch him kick it. I was determined watching the big screen, so... I was pretty nervous for him, so...
You said, kick it, we win the game. But, Eddie, that's...
He did, so, which was good.
He did, good boy.
But you have worked with him, with his goal kicking, just in terms of his routine and the calmness and just to give him some confidence. So you must get enormous satisfaction to think that you've helped a young man who came to the club with a lot of ability, but you've actually been able to turn that into consistent performances each week for him. So that must be really satisfying for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, Charlie, if you know Charlie, he's very cheeky and he likes to speak his mind, and, you know, he came in, he had a lot of work to do and, you know, not eating vegetables for starters. So, yeah, he's come a long way and, you know, I'm proud of him. I'm like a proud dad, to be honest.
Good on you. In terms of the belief, it looks like the group has enormous belief, and you were headed in the last quarter against the Bulldogs but still were able to fight back and get the win. You take on a side like Hawthorn, that belief is so critical to know that if you play close to your best, you can beat a team even as good as Hawthorn.
Yeah, well, yeah, as you said, you know, finals footy is a different brand of footy, so it's all about contested ball winning and the pressure. So we should go over there with a lot of confidence, and, you know, if we played like we did on the weekend and press up and slow them down and counter-attack the other way and score goals, so hopefully we could do that.
Hawthorne reckon they're going to play unsociable footy again, Eddie. Now, I remember out here, they whacked you in the breadbasket. They whacked Charlie and a couple. They try that crap on this week. I tell you, it's got to be game on. I want you to get your dogs out, your holsters. Eddie, look at me. Get your dogs out and buddy, don't take any of that crap.
Yeah, well, I guess we got Big Taylor Walker down there and JJ, so I'm going to be running around them guys. And when Danger comes down there and tell us to clear out, I'm going to get Danger to back us up as well.
Now, I know your secret. You know I know your secret, don't I? Levita, the spaghetti marinara.
Yes.
You love Big Kev and Levita because they love us. We're sponsors of theirs. I've been down there sometimes that you've been there and I've been sitting in the chair with the kids, got the arm up like that. You've walked straight past, Eddie, because you're just too fixated on the spaghetti marinara. But just can you just share this with me? Nonna in the kitchen, she's got a goatee, hasn't she?
I don't look in the kitchen, to be honest. I just get my spaghetti marinara, no chili, and I'm off.
Well, it's more a beard, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I don't look there.
But how good is that? Spaghetti marinara. That's your secret, Eddie.
Yeah, so if you want some nice pasta, go to Grange Road.
Yeah,
well, Eddie, we have enjoyed your year. You said it's your best year at AFL level. We hope it's got a couple of weeks to go. You've made this ground out here like your playground, and you've given everyone a lot of pleasure. You've been the winner of the Phil Hoffman Goal of the Year. We congratulate you on that, and like we said, we hope you and the team go over there and play as close to your best as you can this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.